Welcome, everyone, this morning to Calvary Baptist Church, and it is so good to see you on this beautiful Lord's Day Sunday morning, and we hope you've come to worship. We have. I hope you can tell, and trying to sing it loud and proud from up here, and so we are looking forward to the Lord to start with us and flow out to you, and I want to say thank you as well to those watching by way of Facebook this morning, and we are transitioning back to being fully in, meaning all three services. Tonight is actually the official Sunday night kickoff back in. And let me just say that start time will be 5 o'clock. So we're going to go with that for a while and see how that works out. And I think nothing but good could come out of it. But 5 o'clock this evening, and we will... Just welcome you to be back with us. Looking forward to that. Let me say this morning, I want to say thank you to Calvary for the beautiful birthday card, the gift, and I'm just so appreciative of that. And we love you for that. Appreciate you. And thank you to all others for all the other personal gifts. And special thanks to Brother Larry for the steak dog last week. The steak dog. And thought I was getting a hot dog and got a steak. And but anyway. And so Brother Larry just fired up that grill and everybody ate plenty. And we appreciate that. And thank you to all the rest who helped put things together. And we appreciate you. I know Miss Amanda and Christy and some others. So thank you very much for that. We appreciate that. Appreciate you. And so now that my birthday's over, let's move on. But anyway, we appreciate, in all seriousness, we just really, really appreciate the love that was showed toward us. And just remember everyone on our prayer list this coming up week when you pray. We have some folks having at least one. Brother Leonard on May 6th, we're in May, Today's the second. I have to remind myself of that sometimes, what month we're in. But Brother Leonard on the 6th and the 10th, with exception to some other dates, let's remember him in prayer. Miss Dawn Capistrano, she had foot surgery, and so she's in some pain this morning from that. And so just remember all of these, please, on your prayer, in your prayers. And also, Brother Don, Sister Carla Rich is with us, not in service this morning. Obviously, they're not here in person, but they are watching this morning on Facebook from Dallas, Georgia. And so that's where they're staying while they're home on furlough. And I believe they'll be with us next Sunday, possibly, Mother's Day. That's what I was thinking and hoping. And so looking forward to them being with us on next Sunday. But let's just pray for them and all the churches that they're going to go revisit and just check on, not just in Georgia, but outside of Georgia. They're going to be all over the place from how I understand it. But let's remember them in prayer and safety, that they'll have great meetings where they're going to give report and preach. I'm sure Brother Don will be doing. So let's remember that this morning. Remember them and all others. I do want to say that I believe we've settled it as far as Sunday school and Wednesday night. I really haven't, been trying to give the picture of dragging my feet or trying to keep on put off, but just really been praying, thinking about a lot of different particulars with each ministry and what we have going on and some things we desire to have going on. And so the 23rd, the Diplomats will be with us that Sunday morning. And then the following Sunday will be the 5th Sunday in May. The 5th Sunday in May will be Sunday school kickoff. That's just going to give our teachers a little bit more time to... I know Brother Ceylon, he's ready. He has told me every service he's ready. And he is chomping at the bit. But just some other time to maybe work out some particulars. We've got some young people to think about and middle-aged and all. And so the last Sunday of this month, 5th Sunday, will be Sunday school. And so the following Wednesday will be the first Wednesday in June. And that's when we will resume Wednesday nights. Again, we have young people to think about, not just the adult service on Wednesday nights. And so we still have some working to do. But I feel like that should be our deadline. Regardless, we need to be back and want to be back. And so let's work with that and pray the Lord would actually just use the Diplomats being here as an introduction to our coming back. And so just remember those things. If you have any thoughts and ideas concerning that, just let me know. We can talk. And I know we've had others we've been talking with and excited about some things. So just come to me or someone in leadership, and we will talk about it, what idea you may have. All right, well, you glad you're here this morning? Say amen. Amen. All right, well, let's worship the Lord. And I do want to say, if you ever feel like you need to come to the altar and pray, don't wait on the invitation. If it's during the song service, you come down and pray. If it's during preaching, you come down and pray. You can pray from your pew or you can pray down here. It's just something a little extra about coming to the altar. The Bible speaks about altars, a place of sacrifice, a place of accountability. And so you just feel free this morning to worship the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. Today is a new day, as your word says. Every day is a new day. Every day is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Lord, help us to give you our very best today. Lord, you have a congregation of people who love you that come to worship you and hear from you. Lord, I pray that you'll speak to them. It may be encouragement to one. It may be correction to the other. But Lord, you do know the hearts of your people. And Father, if there's one in our midst today that doesn't know you, that has come maybe out of obligation or to please someone else, Lord, I pray you'll draw them today by the power of the Holy Spirit. Call them to a place of repentance, Lord. Let them see that they need you in their life to go to heaven, to have purpose, to have peace. Holy Spirit, you don't need no help. Do what you do. Let us be discerning of that. And Father, I pray that as we continue to sing and what you have in store there, I pray you bless the singers, bless the choir. Thank you for Brother Allen, Lord, and his devotion. Brother David, everyone that has part of staff here that helps, Lord, I pray that you bless and use them continually as we reopen the church. We love you. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, church choir, would you stand with me? Turn over to page number 177. A few moments ago, we said, I'm glad I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. The question is this morning is, are you washed in the blood? 177. Everyone stand, everyone sing now. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you on the last, lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are you today? What a beautiful day the Lord has given us to come and to worship together. Would you please pray for Miss Lily? This is a song that we did for Easter, but I think it's fitting for any Sunday morning as we sing this morning. Would you please pray?
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross, it's about my sin, it's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the storm that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. The good things in this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures or the trophies that I've won. It's not all about the righteousness that I find within. It's all about His precious blood that saves me from my sin. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born. There's a burden in your heart, and your world's falling apart. You have unanswered prayers, and it feels like no one cares. When the trials that you face overwhelm your mind and take God's place, don't forget about His grace. Just remember,
He's still there. He still cares. There's never been a time that He did not hear your prayers. God's still there. He still cares. So don't give up in the fight. He will make your burdens light. He's still there.
When there's problems all around, and your worries bring you down, when you're searching for rest, instead you face another test. When you lay awake in bed, and troubles fill your head, don't forget He never leave you on your own.
He's still there. He still cares. There's never been a time that He did not hear your prayers. God's still there. He still cares. So don't give up in the fight. He will make your burdens light. He's still
of what He's done.
He's not finished working yet. So don't ever forget. He's still there. He still cares.
There's never been that He did not hear your prayers. He's still there. He still cares. So don't give up in a time. He will make your burdens light. He's still there. He still cares. So don't give up in the fight. He will make your burdens light. He's still there. He's still there.
He's still there. Hold on. Brother David, I'd like for you around one more time. I really feel in my heart that God put this song in my heart about 2 months ago or so. And I know a number of people who are struggling right now health-wise. Brother Harold, if you're listening this morning, this is for you. He's still there. We love you so much. And we know so many others with unspoken prayer requests that they can't even breathe, much less utter, but as we've said time and time again, He knows. He's right there. He knows when we can't even speak it. He already knows about it. And He loves us all dearly. He wants us to bring it to Him and know that we can cast our care upon Him, because He cares for us. Every single little detail He cares about, whether it's health, whether it's things at school, whether it's work, whatever it is, He loves us, and He wants us to cast it on Him.
Listen, church, if you need to respond this morning, please respond. We're not begging to push no one. Miss Christie said it best. Just respond if God leads you to do so.
There's a burden in your heart, and your world's falling apart. You have unanswered prayers, and it feels like no one cares. When the trials that you face overwhelm your mind and take God's place, don't forget about His grace. Just remember,
He's still there. He still cares. There's never been a time that He did not hear your prayers. God's still there. He still cares. So don't give up in the fight. He will make your burdens light. He's still there.
When there's problems all around, and your worries bring you down, when you're searching for rest, instead you face another test. When you lay awake in bed, and troubles fill your head, don't forget He never leave you on your own.
He's still there. He still cares. There's never been a time that He did not hear your prayers. God's still there. He still cares. So don't give up in the fight. He will make your burdens light. He's still there. He did not hear your prayers. He's still there. He still cares. There's never been a time that He did not hear your prayers. God's still there. He still cares. So don't give up in the fight. He will make your burdens light. He's still there. He's still there.
He's still there.
Absolutely. Just say it. Bless them.
Check out, disappear.
Man. We like it, brother. Good. Keep on.
I was driving at work, and I just, I don't know how to explain it, because I'm kind of new, and I'm not so good at all this. But powerful feeling came over me, almost like I had to pull over. I couldn't safely drive. And it was release. It was not bad. It was so powerful.
Amen.
And I feel like I can see sunshine. After the, I'm at the edge of the storm, and I'm like, it was so powerful. I have to give God the credit. It ain't Chuck.
Amen.
My ways can be me. I do what I do, how I do it, and I'm fighting. But he is changing me.
Amen, brother.
And it ain't me. And with that song, and how I felt with sincerity, I had to talk to her about it Friday. I just wanted to say, I don't doubt him, but there are many times throughout these couple of years, I have definitely doubted him.
Yes, sir.
But he hasn't let me quit. And it just keeps
me. Amen.
Like an onion, layer after layer, he's just knocking them down. And I just wanted to share. And all you, any of you young people in here, anything, don't ever give
up on him. I don't care what he faces. If he will not quit on you. Amen. And I guarantee you that to my core. Because I have. I have tried. He won't quit. So I just want to share that with you. Praise the Lord. Got a hand up in the back.
Yes, just not say something. I didn't plan on saying
that. Bless you, Lord. Yes.
God has never let me or give up on it, even when I give up on myself and thought I was doing
it. Right. God bless. Love you both. Got here this morning and Brother Mike was walking around the church praying. Praying for the service. Praying for the people in the service. Got to think about the walls of Jericho when he was doing that. Bless you, sister. Yes.
That's what Chuck and I have been doing in the last several months, is we pray together as a couple. We come upon a situation that we both are bad with and can't handle. We sit down, we talk about it rationally, and we pray before we talk about it, and we talk about it. We need to tell it's dead until we get whatever resolution we need to have, but it's all done.
Amen. Amen. We love you guys so much. Anybody else this morning? Amen.
I mean, I don't even feel like I was on the ground. I'm just picking up.
right. Amen. Amen. Well, go ahead, Brother Larry. Amen. Amen, brother. You're a blessing to my life, Brother Larry. Thank you for that, Ms. Sharon. Go ahead, brother.
I love that song. I'm glad you still are.
Amen. Yes. Amen. A little bit of life in here today. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Last Sunday, I got to see my brother in that house.
Amen. 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 Right. Great big hallelujah would be in order right there. If, go ahead. That's right. Love you and Brother David more than you know. If no one has anything else to share, I want to do something for the next few moments. Lord's in control of this service like he is every service, but I believe he's wanting to do something, and he has, and he is. How many house parents or staff do we have here today, Brother Brian? All on this side? Okay. Is she? Okay. I want to ask y'all to do something, if you don't mind, if you would. We want to have special prayer over you guys. If you feel If you feel okay enough to come down the front, we're not going to make no spectacle. We just want to, what Brother Robert said a moment ago really resonated in my heart. And we're always praying for the kids, and we should. But we have some house parents and staff that need our prayers as well. If you would, just come on down, those that are on house parents, staff, right down here on your left, my right. And then as they make their way there, I want to call on the deacons as they take their place. Just, yeah, you can kneel, you can sit, whatever's. I'll tell you what, if you would just sit on that front row, it'll be fine. We have many others. Again, Miss Melita is down in the nursery. We appreciate her and Juliana serving in that capacity this morning. And you guys are never overlooked. And I know we've only been here going on 4 years, 3 years as pastor, but we pray for you, but we always want to continue to be mindful of you. And again, we lay the children before the Lord every time we pray, the young people. But from time to time, I know myself being in a place of leadership that sometimes we forget about ourselves. We just serve and serve. And but I want to just take a special time and pray for these this morning. Deacons, if you would, Brother Selim, Brother Jeff, Brother Don in the back, and if you'd just meet us down front, we don't have to lay hands on and get that close. I know we're still being cautionate, but we just want to have a time of prayer. Anybody else after the deacons that may feel led and safe, you can come up front as well. We're not excluding anybody. Just want to have a special time of prayer this morning. And just to let you guys know, we love you, we appreciate you, and we're praying for you. We know there's, Brother Robert said, there's school and the daily grind and the ins and outs, some of the things, Brother Brian, we won't ever hear about here, but you guys know about them. And so we love you, and we just want to pray for you this morning. And so, deacons, you can pray silently, or you can pray your own prayer. I'm just going to lead us in prayer, and then we'll go from there. Heavenly Father, we come this morning in Jesus' holy name. Lord, I just want to thank you for these that we have represented this morning of Calvary's Children's Home. Lord, I see a group of people that are sitting right before me who have served you faithfully. Lord, I'm sure the majority of their works that they do during the week is not even known to us here at Calvary. While we're one unit together with the home, it's just there's the operations there, there's the operations here. And Father, I pray today that you would guard these men and women. Lord, that you would give grace, Lord. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would get the devil, Lord, off their back. I know there's times where they may feel unappreciated. Lord, there's times where they may be battling things that would blow us away if we heard about it. But Father, you say that we can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. And so I pray, Lord, for the strength of God to abound in the hearts and minds of your people here. Thank you so much for the leadership, Lord, at CCH. God, we pray for Brother Snyder as well, that's not here. He is worshiping as he has been since he's retired in another place. And Miss Marcia, Lord, and Miss Lucille and Benita and the whole staff, Shelly up front. God, we just pray that you'll continue to do what you have done for all of these years since Brother Ben founded the home, and that is lay a solid foundation and change, help introduce Jesus to these children and have their lives changed. Lord, I'm an eyewitness of the life-changing power of Jesus. Lord, the love that is exceeding in the hearts of your servants here. Lord, I'm an eyewitness, Lord, how they help change lives, introduce Jesus, educate children. And today they are people in our society, Lord, who are helpful and godly. Thank you, Lord, for all that the Children's Home has done down through the years. But Lord, we're living in dangerous times, the last days. Men and women, Lord, they are natural brute beasts. And Father, there's all kinds of deception and there's all kinds of anger being taken out on God's people. I just pray for God, the spirit of Caleb, to be within these. They'll continue climbing that mountain and asking for the next. But Lord, just let them know that their church loves them and we're praying for them. Do be with them, Lord, in days ahead. Help them as they, again, be the house parents you want them to be, and help them with the kids and their school and sicknesses. And Father, we'll just be thankful for all that you do. We love you. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can go back to your seat, guys. We love you. Amen. Amen. I want to make sure everyone on Facebook got that. We are praising the Lord for our Calvary's Children's Home this morning. And Miss Amanda was just saying and talking about Brother CJ, who was a product, herself, I believe it's how they met. But anyway, just serving together, and then now has his own family, and God is blessing tremendously. We appreciate the Children's Home. Love them. Love our staff as well. It's kind of like when you are in your car and you come to a fork in the road. Which way do you go? Tell you what we are going to do. We're going to start our message tonight, what we intended on starting this morning. And we're going to talk about Demas tonight, about Demas. And so I urge you to be with us at 5 and listen to what I feel the Lord has laid on our heart for this Sunday. And I want to mention some things about, some details about Demas, how that he let his light shine, but he only did for a little while. And he ran back to the world. And things got down to the nitty-gritty with him. And of course, following the Apostle Paul. And twice, most commentators say that Demas was imprisoned with Paul. And then we get to 2 Timothy chapter 4, and Paul starts all this end talk. He says, I'm now ready to be offered. I fought a good fight. And Demas, he is... Man, I've been locked up with him twice for doing nothing wrong. He's getting ready to pour out his life, a drink offering, and going to be with the Lord. I'm not sure if I want to be part of that. And so we know that Demas went back to Thessalonica. And we're going to continue that thought tonight. Be with us if you can. It's been a blessing this morning. Been a blessing. I tell you what, let's... I want to have an invitational song. You got anything particular? To have a song of invitation, and I just want to, if we could, just I'm sorry, okay, trying to communicate well here. I just want to conclude this morning with a certain song, sir. Okay, are you changing to? Oh, yeah, better. All right, sorry about that, and we're going to cap the service off this morning with a certain song that falls in line with all of our other songs. And if you need to respond and you haven't yet, please do that so that you don't have to go home with a heavy heart. But after he sings, and then I'll have a stand and we'll be dismissed. But enjoy this song. It's time, invitation time.
Sounds simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams. I go to sleep each night, though I've had my share of hard times. I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God. Replay, and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears, but I felt his arms around me as I face my greatest fears. You see, I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt. As his grace rolled down upon me undeserved, for God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night, though I've had my share of hard times. I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause